This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Jurors in the manslaughter trial of Kim Potter, the former Minneapolis police officer who says she mistook her firearm for a taser and fatally shot a combative Dante Wright, are asking the judge what should they do if they can't reach a verdict. The jury is expected to return Wednesday after deliberating just over 9 hours on Tuesday. President Biden Tuesday trying to explain why vaccine mandates are necessary.
I know vaccination requirements are unpopular for many, not even popular for those who are anxious to get them. My administration has put them in place not to control your life, but to save your life.
Arizona Republican Senate candidate Blake Masters on Newsmax after Biden's speech.
But Biden's president, and it is a complete disaster. Like a complete disaster. He's governing the country as if he's trying to destroy it.
Merry Christmas week to you and your family from our family, USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
A Saudi national on the terrorist watch list has been apprehended trying to sneak into the United States at the U.S.-Mexico border.
Border Patrol agents in Yuma, Arizona, apprehended an illegal immigrant who allegedly has ties to terrorist groups. New York Republican Congresswoman Claudia Tenney reacts to the arrest on Fox Business.
We have heard, and it's been reported, that there are all kinds of people on the terror watch list coming across, and here's one who is impersonating a volunteer ambulance worker who's caught at the border, and that's how he gets across. And this is how simple and how easy it is.
Border agents previously arrested 2 Yemeni men who were on the U.S. terrorism watch list as they tried to cross into California from Mexico. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Border guru Vice President Kamala Harris has offered no leadership this week to the continuing crisis at the U.S.-Mexico border. Thanks for listening. We are USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
As President Biden continues to discount Americans choosing not to be vaccinated for whatever reasons, Texas Congressman Republican Dan Crenshaw tells Fox News, the more the federal government demands anything, the more pushback they will receive.
There continues to be this demonization of the unvaccinated, and this is counterproductive. This is not helpful. Look, one of the elements of a workforce shortage in our hospitals is the fact that they've been firing people who don't want to get the vaccine. Maybe they've had COVID before. They just don't want it. But these aren't completely irrational people. They've been living with this risk for a long time now. They've been treating patients, and for whatever personal reason, they didn't want to do it. Okay? The way to get people to comply is not forced mandates. You know, in that speech, he also celebrated the Sixth Circuit win that they had for the vaccine mandate. Now, this needs to go up to the Supreme Court and get shot down. I think we all agree with that.
The city of Chicago, Illinois, has become so dangerous, Mayor Lori Lightfoot is pleading for federal help with gun violence in the Windy City.
I have formally asked the Attorney General of the United States, Merrick Garland, to, with all deliberate haste, detail ATF agents to Chicago for 6 months so that we can increase the number of gun investigations and seizures in Chicago. The federal government remains uniquely qualified to help cities like Chicago address the scourge of gun violence.
It should be noted, Mayor Lori Lightfoot championed cutting $80 million from their police budget 1 year ago. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-932-1597. 800-932-1597. That's 800-932-1597. Paid for by the Tax Helpline.
Live. Well, hello, America. Bill Martinez here, 6 minutes after the top of the hour. We're going to have Michael Rubin joining us in just a few moments. Michael, American Enterprise Institute analyst and also a former Pentagon official, to talk about what is happening with our national security. You know, Barack Obama, I agree with him, said that elections have consequences. And here we are right now, a country dealing with a pandemic and a rather confused government in leadership right now. And even our military, you question, you go, what is going on? I mean, they seem to be more concerned about the warm and fuzzy issues of the culture as opposed to national security at large. And it would appear that it's indisputable that our enemies, China, Russia, Iran, just to name a few, they've measured our leadership and, as expected, are challenging Biden on all fronts. So the question is just how vulnerable are we under this administration? As I mentioned, the resident scholar of the American Enterprise Institute, former Pentagon official, Dr. Michael Rubin, joins us now. Michael, how are you?
Pretty good, Bill. Thanks for having me.
Well, great to have you here, and I'm looking forward to your perspective here, because what I am seeing, not that I want to be a worry monger, we've got lots of worry, you know, already, but clearly we should be concerned with our national security based on the movements or the lack. You know, you got acts of commission and omission that are being affected by this administration, and it just seems to increase the threat on our national security. Am I missing something here?
No, you're not missing something. You're actually voicing the concerns of the world. You know, President Joe Biden began the democracy summit by declaring that America is back, but the Polish prime minister has said that he believes that the reason why Russia is being so aggressive is because of the chaos sparked by the withdrawal from Afghanistan, that Vladimir Putin interpreted that as a green light to further aggression. Now, when we hear all this talk from official diplomatic circles about the possibility of a Russian invasion of Ukraine, remember, Russia already invaded Ukraine. They're occupying huge swaths of eastern Ukraine. And so this notion that the White House believes that Russia hasn't invaded the Ukraine, in effect, is a diplomatic concession to Russia right now. You add into that President Biden's statement, which caught U.S. allies off guard, that perhaps we can come to some sort of diplomatic agreement in which Russia would have greater autonomy in the parts of Ukraine which it occupies. that's just a very dangerous precedent, because remember, there's other parts of the world that have ethnic Russian populations. Are we going to allow Russia to move in there? Likewise, China might look at that as saying, hey, look, we have a right to move into areas that have Chinese populations as well.
Exactly.
Many countries in Southeast Asia do.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's my next thought, is that what is Taiwan thinking? I mean, there's a precedent and a model here that's being established, this model of appeasement that in the history of mankind has never worked. But somehow Biden and the Democrats are bound and determined to try it again.
Well, I'm afraid that Biden and the Democrats are buying into China's big lie. You know, about 15 years ago, I had the opportunity to go to Taiwan, and I read up on the history before I went. Before I went, not being a China expert, I always assumed that, I mean, Taiwan had traditionally been part of China, but the reality is Taiwan was never really part of China. Taiwan's name actually comes from the Chinese phrase meaning the barbarians to the east. And the fact of the matter is the Dutch controlled Taiwan longer than China ever did, but the Biden administration, by sort of bowing before President Xi's ambition, is actually encouraging China to further its aggression, what the Chinese call salami slicing, where they will take piece by piece until they achieve what they want. We're getting to the last piece of that salami right now. We're in a very dangerous situation.
Well, I mean, here they are. I mean, they're sending jets over Taiwan in much the same way that you have Russia threatening and amassing, you know, what are they up to, 100,000 soldiers now on the Ukrainian border? What do you think? They're there just to come on over and hand Christmas gifts out?
Well, you know, this is absolutely the case. And at the very least, when someone like Joe Biden says, you know, we can compromise, this will bring us peace with Vladimir Putin, where have we seen this playbook before, peace in our time, in response to Anschluss, in response to aggression? That's what's so dangerous here. Now, George W. Bush, back in January of 2002, coined the term the axis of evil, and pundits jumped on him because they said there's no active coordination between the three countries he named, but it doesn't need to be active coordination. It can simply be these countries united in their anti-American animus, taking advantage of multiple crises to be able to achieve what they couldn't achieve if they did things in an uncoordinated fashion. That's what I fear most.
And that's the bottom line of this. Well, they don't want America to be no more, just like they don't want Israel to be in existence either. I mean, clearly that's what's happening. I mean, our country has been so infused by Marxists, they've taken over the levers of power within our government, and America is slowly but surely waking up, but they just can't believe their eyes. And you got Joe Biden and Nancy Pelosi and the Democrats are going to say, what are you going to do? Are you going to believe reality? Are you going to believe your wallets, or are you going to believe your lying eyes? And it's gotten so bad, Michael, that even the mainstream media, who have been, you know, the propagandists for this administration and for the Democrats, are starting to take a couple of steps back. They're going, you know, this is like, you're asking us to go too far here.
You know, Bill, I absolutely agree with you. When I was a freshman in high school back in 1987, there was that miniseries with Chris Christopherson called America with a K, about a soft communist takeover of the United States. I've been rewatching it these last couple days, and it makes me want to pull my hair out. Now, I don't think we're actually going to get to where this miniseries you may remember gets to, but a lot of the warning signs which it picked up on are actually here. I mean, certainly we need to see the big picture, because our by not seeing the forest through the trees, we are doing irreparable damage to the United States.
Well, and just like you pointed out here, Michael, once progressives take ground, they don't give it up. I mean, they may, you know, call a timeout, like I think that we're being set up here right now, is that they anticipate that they're going to get their clocks clean in the midterms. That might be the case, although they continue to come up with these new iterations of COVID to only leave the door open for more of the same of what we experienced in 2020. So you know, they're not about to just, you know, fold their tents here. I mean, there's probably some Democrats, this is why you've got them retiring en masse, who have given up the ship. But Nancy Pelosi and Schumer and those that lust for power to such a degree that you and I cannot comprehend, they're not about to go down easy here.
I think you're absolutely right. What I worry about is the lame duck White House, because Biden has signaled repeatedly he's willing to take actions which are unconstitutional, figuring it will take too long for the courts to correct.
And we're already seeing that, right? I mean, even though the judges are saying, hey, look, it, that's illegal, they're still moving forward. And then what they're using is corporate America to continue with these draconian mandates. But more to come and more to talk about with Dr. Michael Rubin. Stay with us.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ, based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. An increasing number of things are falling apart daily. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, and that includes food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take this moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. My Patriot Supply has earned over 47,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious food kits average 2,000 calories per day and last up to 25 years in storage, so it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a food kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for the news to tell you something bad happened again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront. No hidden costs or fees and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your healthcare costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
Fresh Russian independent. We are just the way you'd like to hear from us Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. And for those of you who are joining us over the weekend, this is a replay of what we are airing live on Friday morning. Dr. Michael Rubin continues with us, and we were just talking about Kris Kristofferson's movie, America with a K. Michael, and I was looking this up, you said YouTube, you can still see it on YouTube. Interestingly enough, back when it aired, supposedly, it only aired once. For those that may recall this, in the time of the viewing, it seemed that the only way this country would be defeated was from within. Very disheartening to see what is going on currently within the countries. It seems we are intent on destroying ourselves and becoming either a third world country or enslaved to our politicians that are supposed to work for us, not control us. Good point. And, you know, here we are. We're revisiting these things that history has told us, whether it's Orwell's 1984. I mean, all these warning signs have come have come into play. They've been presented to us. But what good are they if we're not going to pay attention to them, are they?
You're absolutely right. I mean, it really is a warning sign of what we're doing to ourselves. And our enemies are just sitting back watching at every opportunity, throwing a little bit of fuel on the fire, knowing that we will be the ones who light the matches.
Exactly. And here we are. I mean, I know people are thinking, still believing. They just say, there's no way. It cannot be that bad. I mean, we are America, after all. Well, you know, let me tell you, from day one, at the birth of America, there were people there that wanted to execute, you know, a post-abortive attempt upon this country, and it's been unending. For 250 years, what we were doing was so revolutionary, and even to this day, that we are a pain in the proverbial political and despotic rear ends of these leaders around the world that want to eradicate this American dream and finally put the light out once and for all. Not only us, but Israel as well, because we stand in the face of their evil and their despotism, and they don't like being embarrassed. And here we are. Meanwhile, America, the greatest country, Israel, blessed by the hand of God himself, and we are a pain to them, and they want us to be no more. But here it is. We're privileged to have in our hands this republic that, as you say, Michael, you know, we want to pass on to our kids and our grandkids, to the next generation. We want to be like our parents before us, the world's greatest generation in just about human history and what they provided in freeing the West and giving us this great opportunity. And, oh, my God, I hope that as the baton is passed on, that we do not let it fall to the ground.
Well, I'm reminded it's been almost 5 years, Bill, since Hillel Neuer, who is the executive director of UN Watch, gave a speech at the UN Human Rights Council that came against the backdrop of Arab and Pakistani and Turkish castigation of Israel, accusing Israel of being an apartheid regime, and he simply turned to the Algerian delegate and said, Algeria, where are your Jews? Syria, where are your Jews? And so forth, all these countries which had completely eradicated religious freedom, and he stunned the UN into silence. That really is worth looking at. If on YouTube anyone Googles, where are your Jews? You're going to get this 5 minute video. It's incredible, but unfortunately, that was Hillel Neuer at UN Watch, but I don't think our State Department is anymore standing up for religious freedom, and that's the core of what America has always been about.
And you've just written about that Secretary Blinken is turning on the religious freedom blinders in this recent column. Tell our audience about that.
Well, ultimately, what happened was a couple weeks ago, Secretary Blinken took his first trip to sub-Saharan Africa, and he stopped in Nigeria, which, of course, by population, is Africa's largest country. And in order to basically smooth his trip, he removed Nigeria completely from the religious freedom violation blacklist. He didn't even put it on the watch list. Now, this comes against the backdrop of the fact that the president of Nigeria, Muhammadu Buhari, comes from an Islamist background, and he has literally, over the course of several years, displaced more than 4 million Christians, burned down 2,000 churches. Now, Secretary Blinken, the State Department, say, oh, this is just passive. It's farmers versus herdsmen and so forth. But it's not passive when churches get burned down. It's not passive when the government actually buses in militiamen to kill and massacre Christians. So this notion that we would do this is absolutely flabbergasting. And again, it's not just there. It's in Turkey. It's in Armenia and so forth. We seem to be turning our back on religious freedom.
Well, you know, we're becoming amoral here in this process. I mean, here we are, Joe Biden. Oh boy, I'm going to give it to the Chinese. We're just not going to send a delegation to the Olympics. Big whoop. You know, we're not going to let a delegation go on some sort of political diplomatic junket just for show. And that's really going to teach the Chinese about all that they're doing to the Uyghurs. Because even right now, as you and I are talking, we've got organ harvesting taking place. Over 1 million Uyghurs are being incarcerated. Many are being sent to indoctrination camps, which almost sound like, and I know that sounds extreme, but, you know, the D.C. jails are becoming indoctrination camps as well, if the truth be known, from what we're hearing out of these, from these January 6th political prisoners as well, Michael. I mean, our country, the moral fiber of our country is being shattered right now, and people need to wake up to this fact, because all this is the sum in total of this chaos that we're dealing with, and it's not getting any better.
Well, I agree with you, Bill. I mean, when it comes to the Uyghurs, what's really shocking is the White House behind the scenes is lobbying against congressional efforts to hold China accountable for slave labor. Imagine that. Joe Biden says, America is back, and we're not condemning this sort of slave labor. The same thing is going on any number of issues. And unfortunately, what seems to be the case with our State Department, and this is, of course, transcends administrations, is we are calibrating our policy towards the wishful thinking of what we want the world to be, rather than what it is. And America is at its strongest when we actually stand up for the little guy, when we look at religious freedom as the canary in the coal mine to determine the quality and the sincerity of our adversaries around the world. Unfortunately, we're trying to paper over that, and that's not the way you eradicate evil, Bill.
What's the calculus here, Michael, of Joe Biden? I mean, is he trying to assimilate into a one-world government here in this whole process by making nice with all our enemies and somehow thinking that, we're going to be the last one devoured here in the room by these hungry alligators?
To some extent, he may truly believe in this sort of appeasement, and within university settings, among our educational elite, you actually have this revisionist history that says, Neville Chamberlain wasn't really that bad, that it was just bad luck that Hitler did what he did. And when you look at Tony Blinken, when you look at National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan or his deputy Don Finer, they're Rhodes Scholars. They have been educated in this revisionism. I would argue that they are more in charge than Joe Biden is because of his declining mental abilities, his declining energy. And so what we're actually seeing is the implication on the world, or the implementation on the world stage of what's been taught in our elite universities for quite some time. And Americans are simply starting to wake up to how divorced from reality this is, how destructive, and how it can really endanger freedom and liberty worldwide.
As I said, Barack Obama reminded us that elections have consequences. And when you talk of the mental decline, the obvious mental decline of the president, which the mainstream media wants to gloss over, his wife, the Democratic leadership, and those that just hate Trump to such a degree and hate conservatism to such a degree that they're holding on to this with grave consequences. The danger, the compromise that they're putting our country into for their own ego and, self-gratification and desire for, as Lindsey Graham called it, control and power. They're putting us all at risk, Michael, and I'm just concerned as you are.
I worry for my children.
Well, again, Dr. Michael Rubin has been our guest as always, Michael. We appreciate the time and the insight. He's a resident scholar with the American Enterprise Institute and former Pentagon official. Have a great day, Michael. Appreciate it. Happy holidays to you.
Happy holidays to you as well.
You need an accurate thermometer to check for fever, a potential sign of flu or COVID. Be vigilant and contact your medical provider at the first sign of fever. Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer has been proven accurate in more than 100 clinical studies. Exergen Temporal Scanners are available at Walmart and other fine retailers. Learn more at Exergen.com. That's Exergen.com. Exergen is changing the way the world takes temperature.
Nobody wants to get ripped off, broken into, or robbed, but nobody wants to pay a lot of money to have their home protected either. So let's give you a reason. Save money. For less than a dollar a day with no other costs, you can get your home secured. Plus, get a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You need protection for your home. Call the Home Security Hotline right now.
800-755-7921. 800-755-7921. That's 800-755-7921.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Jurors in the manslaughter trial of Kim Potter, the former Minneapolis police officer who says she mistook her firearm for a taser and fatally shot a combative Dante Wright, are asking the judge what should they do if they can't reach a verdict. The jury is expected to return Wednesday after deliberating just over 9 hours on Tuesday. President Biden Tuesday trying to explain why vaccine mandates are necessary.
I know vaccination requirements are unpopular for many. Not even popular for those who are anxious to get them. My administration has put them in place not to control your life, but to save your life.
Arizona Republican Senate candidate Blake Masters on Newsmax after Biden's speech.
But Biden's president, and it is a complete disaster, like a complete disaster. He's governing the country as if he's trying to destroy it.
Merry Christmas week to you and your family from our family, USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Martinez here. Great to have you with us, sharing a part of your day. For more info on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. You know, for business owners, managing trade payments and the related impact on cash flow, it is essential, right? In fact, more than 50% of U.S. small businesses have cash flow challenges that impact paying vendors and employees. For small and mid-sized businesses, managing trade payment timing and receipts can be critical to planning and expanding their companies. Today we've got Finstro CEO Brad Prout with us, and he's going to tell us all about one of the largest problems facing small businesses and share tips on how to best manage cash flow. He'll also talk about the upcoming launch of Finstro in the U.S. and how they plan to give business owners the confidence to trade and grow. Brad, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us, sir.
Hi, Bill, and I appreciate the opportunity.
Well, let's talk about managing cash flow, critical to small businesses, medium size. I'd say probably businesses of any size. Cash flow is so crucial to a business's success, right?
It is, Bill. And essentially, good cash flow management tends to be at the heart of nearly every business decision, whether it's deciding to put on more staff, whether it's deciding to carry more stock or inventory, whether it's negotiating net terms with your vendors or extending net terms to your business customers. Having good cash flow management tends to be critical to all of those things. And sadly, as you said, about 50% or more of small businesses at one stage or another struggle with cash flow, and it consequentially can mean they can't pay their vendors or they can't pay their staff. And given
right,
U.S. small business is really the backbone of the U.S. economy, it's really important for all of us that, that cash flow management is done very well.
Why is it such a problem for small businesses? Is it that they're just maybe just a little bit, you know, a little loss of priority or focus? Or why is it that, you know, cash flow seems to be put aside for the moment?
Typically, you know, where it all stems from, I think, Bill, is there's a timing mismatch. When a small business makes a sale to a business customer, they really want to be paid up front. When that small business customer makes a purchase, they really don't want to pay for it until they've been able to turn that inventory into cash. So there are some fundamental timing mismatches in that relationship. And really that's what needs to be solved for, because ultimately businesses want to get paid up front when they sell. Business customers want to pay when it's convenient for them. And so really tools and solutions which can address that mismatch goes a long way to helping American small business better manage cash flow.
Well, Brad Prout, let's talk about some of those steps that business owners can take to properly manage cash flow. What do you say?
Yeah, so I think that ultimately having a good, sensible budget, having good processes and discipline around managing cash flow, around, you know, managing your payments to vendors, managing the collection of receipts from your business customers, really that's really important. And also remaining open to looking at relevant credit solutions. So small businesses in the US are underserved when it comes to access to credit. I think getting trade purpose credit, credit that's really helpful, helping you to trade with your vendors and to trade with your business customers, getting those solutions will ultimately make very positive contribution to managing cash flow, giving you the confidence to plan and make business decisions. And let's all hope that going into 2022, the worst of COVID is behind us and those small businesses can resume the rate of growth that they had in late 2019, early 2020.
We're talking with Brad Prout, Chief Executive Officer for Finstro. He's had over 30 years experience in financial markets, specializing in project, infrastructure, capital markets, and credit-based portfolio management. Brad, as you say, credit solutions really offer an incredible amount of leverage for small businesses, doesn't it?
It does, yeah. And yet, sadly, they tend to not have their requirements fully satisfied in the U.S., and that's why one of the reasons why Finstro is so excited to come here and support as many small business owners as we can.
Yeah, this is a great opportunity for Finstro and also for small businesses, right?
It is, yeah. So, you know, going into 2022, hopefully with more optimism, small business owners tend to be very optimistic people, very aspirational. And, you know, ultimately they deserve to be successful. And if Finstro can make even a very small contribution to that success, we're very excited about launching here.
Well, especially when you consider, as we mentioned, more than 50% of U.S. small businesses have cash flow challenges that impact paying vendors and employees. Boy, I'll tell you, you make a little dent in that universe, and, boy, you got a lot of happy small businesses, and, of course, that's great for Finstro as well.
Indeed, and you know, let's remember that I think about two-thirds of all employees in the United States are employed by small businesses. So it really is critical for the economy as a whole that small businesses are successful.
Brad, what's your projection for this coming year?
Well, from Finstro's perspective, you know, we're just excited to launch here in January and help as many businesses as we can. I'm hopeful that the worst of COVID is behind us and that hopefully the Omicron variant doesn't necessarily have too big an impact on the economy over here and that small businesses can try and make up for that lost ground. So I believe it'll be a rapid growth year for both small business owners and Finstro, I hope.
How about inflation? I mean, inflation is seems to be universal. I mean, it's not just here in America. Inflation is affecting, you know, countries all around the world. What is your perspective here on inflation?
Yeah, good question, Bill. I mean, I think it's one of the biggest causes of inflation at present are some of the blockages in the supply chain, clearly. some of those challenges in getting the goods and services out of some of the countries in which they're manufactured, and that having flow-through effects in terms of consumer pricing. So I believe that that is going, is relatively short-term. My own view is that that's not a structural inflation pressure. I think that's it's a consequence of some of the supply chain issues we're facing at the moment. And I hope that some of those things will be unblocked in early 2022, and that we don't, as consumers and as business owners, we don't experience too much more inflation.
Do you anticipate that there might be any geopolitical shenanigans with, the supply chain issue that we're dealing with?
I hope not, Bill. I'm not a politician, and I hope that it's just the true forces of supply and demand, and that we don't get too much interference from governments of any persuasion. So let's hope that really it's just the true underlying economic drivers that influence the supply chain and pricing, and that, you know, governments do what they do and not interfere with the way that business and commerce is conducted.
Brad Pratt, I'm with you. I mean, I believe that people do that which they get rewarded for doing, and the free markets can be very very rewarding when it's treated fairly. And I think ultimately I'm optimistic like you that we'll come out of this as long as we can get some of these things that are bogging things down, because the free market has a personality and a dynamic of its own, doesn't it?
It does, Bill. You're right. I mean, I think generally free markets are what performs best in the long term. I mean, of course, there are always some industries that need protection and some level of support, but generally speaking, free markets are what deliver the best outcomes, I believe, in terms of return for effort.
Exactly. Brad Pratt is the Chief Executive Officer with Finstro. Two quick questions. Any other advice you'd share for business owners going into the new year, and where can they go for more information?
Yeah, just be diligent around cash flow management. Put a good budget together. Put good disciplined processes around extending credit and collecting payments. Keep an eye out for Finstro. You'll hear a lot more about us early in the new year. And in the meantime, visit the website finstro.com for more information.
Well, congratulations to you and Finstro, Brad Prout. Appreciate the time. May it be a very prosperous 2022 for you and the small businesses that you serve. Thank you, sir.
Appreciate it. Thanks, Bill.
I'm Dr. Andrea Russo, a cardiologist. Maybe you're waiting to talk to your doctor right now. But if you're having an irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain, shortness of breath, fatigue, or lightheadedness, don't wait. This could be a serious condition like atrial fibrillation, which can make you about 5 times more likely to have a stroke. If you're having these symptoms, don't wait. Talk to a doctor by phone, online, or in person.
Brought to you by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.
Meta, the parent company of Facebook and Instagram, is reminding shoppers of important tips to safeguard purchases this season. Research before you buy. Review the seller's profile along with the product reviews and ratings. Use secure transaction and payment methods, and don't provide gift card details to someone you don't know. Keep your personal information safe. Don't respond to messages or emails from people you don't know, especially if they ask you to provide verification codes or account information such as your email address, password, or other personal details. Meta's Vice President of Commerce Operations, Marnie Levine.
Last-minute shopping can be challenging, and it's important for shoppers to stay smart when making that list and checking it twice. Make sure to shop with confidence by doing research before buying, look at product ratings and reviews, and always use a secure and trusted method of payment.
For more tips and to complete the free security checkup, visit facebook.com/safety.
You may be into punk rock, soft rock, or classic rock, R&B, hip-hop, or house, country, techno, or techno country. But no matter what kind of music you listen to, here's something else you should hear. Please consider getting vaccinated. Talk to your pharmacist today about Comirnaty, COVID-19 vaccine mRNA. This message brought to you by BioNTech and Pfizer.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Bill Martinez here. Great to have you with us. Just about 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Yes, and you're listening to We Three Kings, a powerful new rendition from Empowered and my good friend Benny DiChiara. Hey, Benny, Merry Christmas to you, my friend. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thanks, Bill. Hey, Merry Christmas to you. You are like one of my favorite people in the entire world. If somebody doesn't tune into your show, they should call me so I can tell them some things.
Well, thank you so much. This is why we love spending time with you, pal. You're always such a blessing. And boy, I tell you, you've done it again. I mean, We Three Kings. Whose brilliant idea was this?
Well, actually, Mikey Howard is our producer. Mikey Howard, Seventh Time Band. He's our producer, mm-hmm. and we were talking. Uh-huh. About a Christmas song. And so we had bounced a couple of ideas around because I didn't have like an original Christmas song written. And I was like, you know what? Like We Three Kings would be awesome. And my wife, Donna, was like, yeah, that would be great. But, you know, that thing was written in 1857, somewhere around there. So it was very, back then they chanted songs.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Right. And I'm like, let's just bring a little rock and roll to this thing and a little energy to it. So we took the song in general and then added our Hallelujah chorus on the end, and it really, really came out tremendous, I think. So we're just praying that it touches people's souls in the holiday because, man, if people need Jesus, it's right now, Bill.
Yeah, without a doubt. And the thing is that the people who have Jesus are the light into a dark world, and they want what we have. And so it's with boldness and confidence of this incredible gift that God has given to us. And we get an opportunity to remember it once again on an annual basis on Christmas Day, where God again tells the world that you will know that I am God, that I have not abandoned you, and to tell you how much I'm sending my son to die for your sins so that you can come back home and be home with me. Is that cool?
It's the coolest. You know, so my wife, she's the tree decorator, right? Because I've released that because she's awesome at it. And so I'm sitting in the living room and I'm looking at our tree this year. And I don't know if this is going to speak to somebody, but it just kind of struck me. The beauty of the Christmas tree, which is emblematic of the tree that the cross was made from, that he hung on for us, which is the whole purpose that God gave his son to be born, right?
Right, right.
And I'm sitting there looking at that, and I'm like, how many times do we miss that? And somebody's like, well, Benny, is it that simple? You know what, folks? Yes, it is. The fact that, I mean, think about giving up your own child.
Yeah.
It's unfathomable.
Yeah, exactly. And you don't know how many times I've thought about that when I think about what the Father did for us in sacrificing his own son, free from sin, for us sinners.
That's right.
I mean, how do you comprehend that, Benny?
It's hard to. And then as I think about the song, We Three Kings, too, here's three kings who gave up their dominion on earth in search of a child, Bill, that they knew that at birth this child was greater than them. And the for that to get lost on us, with all the political leadership stuff in the world and the craziness and power, these three kings representative, and I'm sure there's more, but like for the song, We Three Kings, for them to submit to the power of what God was doing at that time, where they would lay down their ranking of who they thought they were, to go kneel before a king and lay gifts at his, it's just, boy, does the world need some of that. And I think he needs that from us as well.
Yeah, and Benny, as you say that, I mean, really, it's a precedent of things to come. When all the kings of the earth, all the nations will come together, lay down their crowns, and bend a knee to the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And here it is, the initial manifestation of what we will see on that incredible day when it is without a doubt known that he is the Lord of Lords and King of Kings.
That is, come on, Bill Martinez. This is why I love our discussion, because that'll preach all day, anywhere. I don't care if you go to church, if you don't go to church, this world needs Jesus. And like you're saying, at some point, everyone's going to lay down their crown at his foot, whether we hold position or not. But in God's eyes, we already hold position, which is the whole reason he sent his son. And if we don't lose, if we don't lose sight of that, man, it's just an incredible thing to know that we're chosen. We're going to heaven because he sent his son. And that's what brings, that's why we wanted some power in this song, just to recognize the majesty of that moment of his birth and what happened. That it's a precursor to things to come, just like you're
exactly saying. And it's punctuated with the hallelujah, you know, that here it is. This is all of, you know, this is praising God, thanking God. I mean, you know, you think about what hallelujah is. I mean, That is the ultimate acknowledgement of God's glory, isn't it?
It certainly is. So in November, late November, we did a live concert, which has been it's been a long time since we've been able to do that. So we did a full concert. I have a new single that dropped that we could talk about later, but we did a video for that live. And at the end of our concert, we ended with this song. We ended with We Three Kings because we're going into the holidays, right? And so we were in an outdoor venue. Hemingbow is like this big plant.
Yeah, I was going to say that historic Hemingbow. Yeah, what an incredible. Yeah, hey, thanks for the invitation. I must have got lost in the mail there, but I would have loved to have been there. Oh, my gosh, wow.
Just, we have to line that up at some point, Bill. We're outdoor, and so on YouTube, we just released the live video of us doing We Three Kings, and just the sky was clear, and it was 50-something degrees, and, you know, we're out there, and we're just, when we got to the Alleluia chorus for the song, it's like praises being released into heaven, and just, it's so easy to get lost in that. If we get lost in a moment, that's the kind of moments we need to get lost in.
See, you're chicken skinning me, brother. I mean, just to hear you say that. I mean, my skin, I said that to Jonathan Kahn. I go, you chicken skin me. He goes, he kind of laughed. He kind of went along with it, humored me, you know, so to speak. You know how nice people humor you. And it wasn't until later on, you know, he goes, you know, I said, you don't even understand what I'm talking about, chicken skin, huh? He goes, I'm Jewish, man. We don't. I said, come on, please, give me a break. Really? You don't know? And so when I explained to him, he goosebumps. And so, yeah, he got it eventually. But it was so funny. He didn't know. And he goes, yeah, you kept saying that. I wasn't sure what you were talking about.
Yeah, sure. Hey, can I share something?
I said, Jonathan, we're friends enough. You can say, hey, look at, you know, do some explaining here. You know, we can talk about that. It's okay.
Right. Fill me in. And you know what's exciting about that, Bill, is when people get the goosebumps or the chicken skinning or whatever term people use, I'm at the point in my life where I absolutely know that it is not something that I said to you, but it's something that God said to you through me.
Right.
Yeah.
You see, this is all
amazing.
Remnants, you know. When you have Emmanuel, God in us. It's that manifest. It just comes out. It's a natural outpouring that you cannot restrain. And, you know, going back to what you were saying earlier, our culture is crying out for this, like the rocks are crying out for order and righteousness. They're crying out for this. And this is, you know, why I am encouraging people of faith is that, you know, it's time to bold up, you know, and, you know, it's a time for courage to stand up. And be counted amongst the faithful. You know, as Billy Graham would often say that, look at, if you can't praise me before men, Jesus said, I am not going to acknowledge you before my Father. And, every time he would say that, it would go, whoa, what an indictment, you know, that, we hold back and we're somehow, you know, we still want to hurt somebody's feelings or what, however way you want to contextualize it. But the fact of the matter is that you have the very answer within you that people need to hear, because what's happening right now, I mean, look at Benny, we've got a suicide rate going off the charts right now.
We do.
People are suffering. And they're losing hope. Well, the hope of the season is that baby in a manger. And we know the whole story, right? And we know how it's going to end. And we know that, guess what? He's coming back soon and very soon.
That's right. Very, very soon. And I think right now in our world, as you're saying, God is calling those of us, I think, In a big sense, Christianity over the last year and a half has gone dormant. And I'm not talking about Christianity religion. I don't buy into, when we get to heaven, there are no denominations.
Well, Benny, we're wrapping this up as we're listening to the sounds one more time of We Three Kings. God bless you. Merry Christmas. Thank you so much, as always, buddy, for you and the family. Okay. God. Take care, my friend. God bless.
God bless you. Thanks so much.
Glorious now, behold him rise, King and God and sacrifice. Alleluia, down to the earth and skies.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
No other.